On the line with us today from our nation's capital, our Oklahoma senior senator, Jim Inhofe. Senator, before we get into some issues, I thought we might reflect for just a few moments. The word came out yesterday afternoon late that Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi, past chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, currently, I guess, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, announcing that he will be stepping down as of the 1st of April. Reflect with me, please, about the career of Senator Cochran.
Thad is a wonderful guy. He really is. But he has not been doing so well. His health is failing him, and he decided that he'd go ahead, be better off just to go ahead and resign instead of waiting until his term expired. And you got to keep in mind, he was just reelected just less than 2 years ago. So that doesn't happen very often. But he's now, the way the law reads, he'll be replaced by someone appointed by the governor down there. And then the first general election that comes up after he replaces him, that person that he replaces him with will be up for reelection. So they'll have, in the state of Mississippi, they'll have two Senate races in the same year, the coming general election.
That'll make politics a little more exciting in Mississippi, for sure.
It will. It'll liven people up there. If you remember, they have one guy that has already announced he was going to run against Roger Wicker, who's the incumbent. And he's very aggressive, not too nice. so that's going to be that kind of a fight. But I think that person, and I can't even remember his name now, but he's going to have to decide which race he's going to run against if he wants to run again. He ran once and was defeated for the United States Senate. And so he'll have a choice of two different candidates to run against. And it'll be interesting to see what he decides. But anyway, Thad Cochran's done a great job for a lot of years, and he'll be missed.
Let's talk about CERCLA, if we might. You're a part of an effort, a bipartisan effort, a bill that's being called the Farm Act to try to relieve some pressure off of farmers, ranchers, regarding having to report to EPA and the Coast Guard.
Yeah, that's true. It would protect our farmers and ranchers and waive new federal reporting requirements for air emissions that are generated from animal waste. This is just one thing it does. What this is doing is just stopping the overregulation that's killing America. As you know, because we talked a lot during the last few years, that I've chaired the committee called Environment and Public Works, and during the Obama years, he was overregulating America to the extent that we were not being productive. As an example, of all of his overregulations, the farmers are most offended by wanting to change the jurisdiction of water from the states to the federal government. Well, in the state of Oklahoma, we have some very arid places out in the panhandle, for example, and our farmers in Oklahoma knew that once the federal government got in there, all that would be treated like a wetland. It'd just be more bureaucratic controls. And so we're stopping that particular regulation. If anyone listening to us now would like to see, there are 71 regulations that were passed during the Obama administration. If you go to my website, inhofe.senate.gov, you can get them, and you'd be shocked at some of the things that President Obama is trying to do through regulations. Well, that's something that we're stopping now. That's what this Farm Act is all about. Under Superfund regulations, the entities have to notify authorities when they release hazardous materials. Now, this is intended to meet industrial pollution or toxic chemicals. But the 2008 EPA rule exempted livestock and supported, actually, that was a strong program by Bush. You might remember when we had our wildfires. I had occasion to go out and, in fact, fly my airplane over these wildfires. It was just a real tragedy to see the burning carcasses of cattle hanging on fence rows, and it's just a real tragedy. So there are some things that we could do in the wildfire bill that are now appearing in the Farm Act. And for one thing, they're able to use FEMA money not just to repair a residence of a farmer, but also other farm-related things like fence rows and such as that. So a lot of the other legislation will come, but it's going to be used to enhance or to comply with the intent of our farm the wildfires that we're having in western Oklahoma and western Kansas. So we have other things. What it does is take some of the burdens of overregulation out from under the, over the farmers.
I know that just in the last couple of days, the EPA, Scott Pruitt, announcing kind of his first-year accomplishments. A lot of regulations have been in the process of being rolled back by EPA.
Yeah, they have been. And Scott Pruitt, by the way, he's kind of like our president right now. The media hates Scott Pruitt, and the media hates Donald Trump. And so I just caution those who are listening to us right now to keep in mind that you're dealing with someone who really doesn't like him, and so just don't believe him, Ron, because Scott Pruitt's doing a great job. In fact, I had dinner last night with his chief of staff, who used to be my chief of staff, Ryan Jackson, and you've met him, and they are just doing things that are just totally turning this over, the overregulation that was killing the economy in America. Again, you can get all of these regulations that we are doing away with off my website, and it's an eye opener. So, yeah, he's doing a good job. Scott Pruitt is changing things in the EPA back so that overregulation is going to be a thing of the past.
I know that you've had a chance not too long ago to go to the Pacific Rim, to, among other places, Japan. A lot of talk right now and some ideas maybe floated by the Trump administration of thinking about maybe trying to rejoin TPP. What are your thoughts about possibly doing something like that?
I think what's happening right now, the president remembers what he said during the campaign, and there are some things he said about NAFTA, things he said about trade that he now has learned. It wasn't exactly all that accurate, even though he did win the election. So we're seeing major changes take place. I just got back. I took five members of the Armed Services Committee with me to the Philippines, to Taiwan, Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, and all throughout that area, Guam, Okinawa. And I did that because there's a new threat out there, Ron, that America's just not aware of, and that is China. China, we all know about North Korea and the fact that on November 28th, they fired a missile that would reach the United States of America. And so that's a great threat that's out there. But we didn't know the threat that's there, the looming with China. What China has done, they call it reclamation. It's not reclaiming. It's creating land out of the ocean. And they have now built over 3,000 acres that they have filled with armaments. They have long runways. They have cannons. They have missiles. And so that's a new threat out there in the South China Sea that is posed not by, you know, by North Korea, but by China. Now, meanwhile, to give credit to where credit's due, we were watching. We were very disturbed after Kim Jong-un announced that he was going to be able to send rockets as far as mainland United States. And he made the statement, if you'll remember, to the United States. He said, you know, we are going to, we have a button now, we can press that and we can blow you off the map. And instead of the normal type of response he would have gotten from Obama, President Trump said, yeah, but we've got a bigger button and ours works and yours doesn't, and we'll blow you off the map. Immediately after that, Kim Jong-un called South Korea and is now negotiating with them, has sent people down to be with them a couple weeks ago at the Winter Olympics. And we just found out overnight, last night, Kim Jong-un is now making statements, conciliatory statements, commitments not to do any more of the illegal testing that he's been involved with for past several years. I guess what I'm trying to say is I cringe a little bit when I hear some of the things that President Trump says, but he seems to know what he's doing, and it's having the results that are shocking a lot of people. So last night was a big victory, and the fact that we're now negotiating with, well, we're actually encouraging the North Korea to negotiate with South Korea. And incidentally, on the trip that we referred to last week, we went to all the DMZ and to the areas south of North Korea, and we just saw this unfolding in front of us. So some good things are happening out there. It's pretty frightening. when you know that there is a country run by a guy that a lot of people think may be a little bit mentally unbalanced, with the capability of knocking out an American city. It's a scary thing, and they now have backed down to Donald Trump, and that problem seems to be really going away now. So some good things are happening, Ron.
Thanks, Senator. Senator Jim Inhofe on the long line from our nation's capital. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.